Mr. Wallace, reel two.
Swiftly.
Now, once you'd settled in aboard the Black Prince, what was the daily routine? Could you start off in the morning and take me through the course of the daily activities?
Well, you done exercises first thing in the morning before breakfast. After breakfast, you went to instructions. Well, there was seamen boys, and they come along and... Well, it's not because I'm one of them, but they sorted you out and said, wouldn't you like to be a signal boy? Oh, I don't mind. All right, well, you're a signal boy. Well, they sorted out so many signal boys. I was a signal boy. I was a signal boy for 9 months. No, I was a boy second class for 6 months. Then for 9 months, I was a signal boy.
Mm-hmm.
And my pay was 3 and 6 a week. Mm-hmm.
Carry on with the routine of the day. So you do your exercises and then you'd have breakfast.
You do your exercises, then you're under instructions.
Mm-hmm. What would that involve?
In semaphore, Morse, signal books. You had the books there and you had to learn out all the different conduct of a fleet and everything else. You had to know all about signals. Well, then you had an hour for lunch, dinner it was, and after that you were on to 4 o'clock on instructions again.
Same thing?
Same thing. After 4 o'clock, you'd done your washing.
How would you do that?
You'd done your washing, you had pound and bars of soap, and you went on the upper deck, you had tubs, and you rubbed it out and rinsed it, and then you went on the forecastle. When the order was given, up all wash clothes, you hung it on lines. You had on each vest, you had two little holes, and you had a little piece of string, very thin string you used to put in, and you tied it on the lines, but you tied one piece on the line there. The next one, you came in this side. They all had to be uniform, and they were triced up. When it was time to down all wash clothes, you went out and got your own.
After they had dried, how would you iron them?
Well, you didn't iron them. There was no such thing as ironing them. There was no such thing as ironing.
Could you press them in any way?
No, not at all. Not in the training ship. No.
Mm-hmm.
But in after you got in the big ship, they had a board. You know what you roll pastry on? One of them. And you wrapped it up in them and you rolled them up and got that.
I see. Yes. What was discipline like aboard the Black Prince?
Very, very severe.
Tell
me. Very, very, very severe. Now, if you were a signal boy and you were on watch on the bridge or on the poop, it's on the Black Prince, it was the poop, and you're looking out, if the captain came down to the pier and you didn't see him as soon as he got on there, if he had to wait a few minutes, you were in the rattle the following morning.
What's the rattle?
Report. You were a naughty boy. And you might get 3 cuts of the cane. Well, if you've got 3 cuts of the cane, you just bend down, bash, bash, bash. But if you'd done anything naughty and you were sentenced to 6 cuts or 12 cuts, you had to put a pair of duck trousers. You know what I mean, duck. It's a very fine canvas. You had them on. But if you were tied over the bits are what...
Could you tell me that in a bit more detail so I understand it? If you'd been given so many cuts of the cane, how would the punishment be given? And
well,
by whom?
Well, this, where the ropes comes down from the mast, there's big supports screwed into the deck where they're tied up to, and they stick out perhaps 2 feet. Well, they put a hammock over that, and you lean over it with the bottom sticking up. But they come and they pull your flannel or anything else so that there's your bare bottom and the canvas. And then if you've got 6 cuts, your name is read out, 6 cuts of the cane for so and so. Right. And there's a ship's corporal, that's ship's police, petty officer he is, and he's got a long cane about that to go. He doesn't bring it down like that. He puts it like a cut. Mm-hmm. And when you, I only had 3 cuts, that was bang, bang, bang. But believe it or not, my bottom, there was 3 wheels as thick as my finger.
When boys were caned on the Black Prince, was it done very formally? Was there everyone assembled?
Oh, everybody, no, everybody's round there. Oh, you've got to witness it.
Yes, well, tell me exactly what would happen. Would it be? Would punishments be given on certain times during the week? Or
midday.
Yes, what would happen exactly?
Midday, well, everybody would be assembled on the quarter deck. And whoever was about to be caned, he was lined up, the crime was read out, and he was strapped over the bits and was administered. Of course, it was to learn you a lesson, not to be, you know, to do your job without.
Were there any other punishments apart from caning for offences?
Ah, for very, very serious offences. Very, very serious offences, there was the birch. But I only witnessed, in my time in the traineeship, I was there for about 15, 18 months, I only witnessed one birch case.
Tell me about that.
Well, that was a fella, a boy. Well, let me see. It was a kind of rape, but it was a pig he raped. A fella called Paddy Flynn. And the same as what rape is. But the thing raped was a pig. And he was caught and he got 24 cuts. I think it was 24 cuts of the birch and discharged with disgrace.
Can you remember how the birching was done in some detail?
Yes. Yes. The birching's got to be done to noon today. There's 2 birches hanging up in the galley in the steam. A birch is like a... Sometimes you see him in a park with a sweeping, you know, with a kind of a twigs all bound together. Well, a birch is that on the small scale. And it's hung up in the steam for 20, in the galley, where the steam's gone up on it all the time, making it brittle. It's there for about 24 hours. And then it's taken down, and if you get 12 cuts, they use 1 birch. But they wouldn't use a birch for more than 12 cuts. If there's any more than 12, they use another one. And it's on the bare bottom. Not on the back, on the bottom. And you're strapped over the bits, and that's administered in like that. And you can see pieces of flesh flying up there. I think this fellow was in the sick bay, that's like the ship's hospital, for about a fortnight before they could discharge him.
Mm. Were there any other punishments apart from caning and birching? I was thinking of things like, you know, not saluting an officer or spitting or anything like that. Did they have other punishments?
Oh, no. There was no other, the only other punishment was, if you broke a plate, you were charged for it, you were charged threepence. You got paid every Thursday, you got sixpence. But if you broke a plate, you only got threepence.
I see, yes. What about the training you got as a boy on the Black Prince?
Oh, you got trained up to the... You got perfectly trained in
seamanship would have been a big part of it, I assume. Seamanship would have been a big part of it.
Seamanship, yeah, for seamen boys.
Yes.
But I was in signal. Well, out was all signal.
Yes, but first of all, you would have been trained as a seaman as well, wouldn't you?
Only for a very, very short time. Well, the seamen, they were all taught knots and splices. If a rope broke, how to join it together. If you had too much rope, you were doing something, and you had too much rope, you were shown how to put a sheep shank in that was, make it shorter, but not by cutting it. Mm-hmm. Or they had every possible training in seamanship, as we did in signalling. Now, in signalling, we had semaphore. We had knowledge of signal books. You had the Morse code. You had flag waving. You had heliograph. We used to go ashore. It sent two lots ashore, one lot over there and one lot here. And you had, when it was sunshine, and you got in touch with heliograph. Well, heliograph, of course, is finished now because you got the oldest lamp, which you can get much better. You haven't got to depend on the sun. Mm-hmm. But you got very good training in signals and in seamanship.
I see. You had school pretty regularly aboard Black Prince.
Oh, yes.
What sort of lessons did you get and who gave them and where?
Oh, you had schooling and you had schoolmasters there, and at times class went for 2 hours to school. Following afternoon it was another class because there was a good many people in the ship, you know. There was about 600 boys in the ship at the time. And there was about, say, 30 in a class of signal boys. You had about 3 or 4 classes of signal boys. One young, and then as you advanced up, as you started at the bottom and worked up. When you were got up there, you were ready to send to the naval depots and then to a ship from there.
Mm-hmm. What sort of lessons did you get at school?
Well, every kind of lesson. The same as you get at an ordinary school, only, of course, they were probably further advanced because we were older.
I see. Did you have church services and morning prayers every day?
Oh, yes.
How did they take place?
Well, you had a chaplain, you had a priest in the ship. You had the Church of England people, you had RCs. Each looked after themselves.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any spare time when you were on the Black Prince?
Oh, yes, you had spare time in the evenings.
What sort of things would you do in your spare time?
Reading. You had a library, you could always get books. Reading and messing around, skylarking on the upper deck. There was no restrictions on that.
Any particular games you used to play?
No, nothing special. No.
Sorry?
A swimming bath, a swimming tray. This was in the summer when the water was fairly decent. You had a swimming tray with it had a bottom in it. And you had all the way along. You went there, you undressed, put a pair of knicks on, and you went to the Can you swim? No. All right, well, jump in. Well, you had to jump in. Whether you could swim or not. Well, when they found out that you couldn't swim, they used to put a belt round you, and they had wires running along the top, and they put the end of the rope on the belt through the eye on the belt, and you had to swim. But every now and again they'd let go, and you know, you'd get a basin full, so you had to